The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have life eternal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings today are all about God's constant intercession, asking us to welcome him into our hearts, and that if we do that, we'll be healed, we'll be forgiven, we'll be made whole. But as the first reading points out so clearly, we tend not to do it, but to reject God's invitation constantly. When I was growing up, religion was all about laws and rules and regulations. We were taught the Baltimore Catechism. We were never taught the scriptures. We were never taught who Jesus Christ is. We were way out here with rules and laws. And all of that was then filled with fear because we were afraid we were going to be punished if we didn't keep the rules or the laws. And what happens because of fear? It gives way to guilt. And so everything was consumed in guilt. And when you grew up and got into your teenage years and discovered your sexuality, then the guilt was compounded 1,000 times. I remember as a kid, it's vivid in my memory. Those of you who are young enough wouldn't remember any of this, but we never had evening masses in the past because if you went to communion, you had to fast from midnight the night before. And so all funerals were at 9 o'clock in the morning. All weddings were at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I remember as a kid, one time convincing myself that I had swallowed some toothpaste when I was brushing my teeth, and then I went to communion. And I went to confession and confessed that. And the priest never said to me, "Now that's silly, forget something like that." He gave me penance and absolution. Absolution from what? We were caught up way out here in what I call the silliness of religion. Erie was witness to a bizarre and unsettling murder earlier this week. The man who has confessed to it was highly respected in the community. He's a former seminarian. He was president of the Sarah Club, which is a group of professional people who worked to promote vocations to the priesthood. He went to Mass an hour or so after he committed this heinous act. What makes someone like that just snap and think that the only solution to their problems is violence? And I don't mean to single him out, because I think to a lesser degree, it's true of every one of us. We get overwhelmed by our problems and we can't find a way out. And yet here's this invitation from our God that if we take him into our heart, no matter what's swirling around me, no matter what problems, I can be at peace, completely at peace. But we want to keep going back to the silliness of religion. And remember, all those laws and rules were written by men. This comes from God. And this is where I'll put my money. Amen.